You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hi, I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J Okerson.
And you're listening to the Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to the Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at the Bonfire SXM.
Hello, everyone. It's DJ Lou here with ya. On Monday's recorded show, Dan and Jay got together at Jay's house and watched Last Blood, the final installment of Sylvester Stallone's John Rambo series. And it did not disappoint. Here's the clip.
We were talking before the break about Rambo Last Blood. If you've been with us since the beginning of the show, you know how important and how many times we've discussed Rambo. Possibly my favorite conversation we've ever had on this show. One of my favorite conversations was if Rambo just worked it out with Brian Dennehy in First Blood and they ended up fucking getting food together.
Getting into a war with the cops. The cops just liked him. He liked the cops. He goes, hey guys, you gotta meet Rambo. This guy's great.
He's like,
got stories out the ass.
Yeah, dude, this guy tell you some shit that'll make your butt snap shut.
He goes, you think this guy really killed people? He goes, I think this guy's a real deal, dude.
Dude, real deal.
Talking to him for an hour before you got here, dude.
It's them pissing at the urinals.
He goes,
No, dude, I'm fucking serious.
He goes, that guy's fucking full of shit.
He goes, dude,
I've been talking to him, man. He goes, I think he's the real deal.
And then the door kicks open and it's him. He goes, can anyone in this police department drink with me? You guys are a bunch of gays.
And we said, Rick Rambo's at the bar. He goes, hey, you guys are all, no fucking way. You're motoring. Yeah, what's your price for fight?
You know, I used to be afraid of rock music because there was a lot of loud noises and claps and it take me back. But now I'm starting to get into it, and this is the song to do it. Night Ranger, Sister Christian, get out of here.
Rambo.
But Rambo Last Blood, they completely abandoned having any connection to the previous movies. If you watch Rambo, Christine, that was the first Rambo movie you watched, correct?
Yes.
You've never seen a Rambo movie?
No.
And that was completely self-contained. You didn't need to be explained anything?
Yeah, but it was because I was like, who is this girl with the young girl? And you guys are like, well, we don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, they just created the character for the movie?
Jay and I grew up with all the Rambo movies. I saw the last Rambo movie in the theaters. That's
Me
how
too.
Much I like Rambo. And we didn't know that character. They've never alluded to that character. It would have been cool if they alluded to
this John motherfucker Lane. Had a sister. Where was she when he was demolishing a town? They got a hold of his old captain from the
Troutman?
War. Troutman.
Troutman's like, have you tried calling Cynthia?
Yeah.
he rolls over and picks up the phone.
I think Cynthia says.
He picks up the phone and goes, of course.
She works for Ford Corporate.
Well, of course he's the best because I trained him. Did you try calling his sister? No.
Calling his sister.
She lives in Sacramento.
She's married to a Mexican, I believe.
Yeah. They got off the farm.
Guy's a son of a bitch.
He's from Arizona. You know what they say about those people? They're burnt to a crisp in the brain. Dude, Troutman upset he's got to go handle
it. Yeah, he goes, it's not a great time for me. Try Cynthia. He goes, how about Alice? I think they had a housekeeper that was pretty involved.
Me and Mrs. Troutman are in a rough place. I was supposed to go together. I mean, listen, I love John. I trained him.
Honey, it's Johnny.
I don't know
your fucking work friends. It's not work. I trained this man.
I told you, I have to
go help.
I wake up screaming because
you fucking go help that guy. Don't come home, Troutman.
I'm telling you right now, Donald Troutman. He goes, are you sure?
Donnie, I swear to God.
He's just from fucking Massachusetts. We're supposed to go to the fucking Cape this weekend, Donnie.
Honey, he's going crazy in the woods.
I told you, he's my perfect killing machine. But we couldn't turn it off.
Now he's in the woods in Oregon.
I just feel a little responsibility. Are you sure you guys can't call his sister?
Have you tried every number?
Yeah.
Let me check if I have the same number.
I have a Rolodex.
He goes, okay. He goes, yeah, 617.
It's 520-711.
Yeah, that's what I got too. That's what I got too.
All right. Well, you tried her. I'll show up. Let me get
it. Yeah, he goes, it's going to write to voicemail or.
All right. You know what? I'll hang up. I'm going to buy a ticket on United.
I'll buy it at the airport.
Do you never think about Rambo logistics?
Trapped out there, he goes, he's getting his dick sucked. He goes, this better be good.
Yeah, it's Colonel Troutman.
Colonel Troutman here. Yeah. She's like, oh, God, did you just answer a phone?
Oh, my, I'm blowing you.
Honey, I'm on active duty still.
Come on.
Yes, this is Troutman.
I'm tenured. So in the movie, his Rambo's niece gets taken down in Mexico, and then Rambo just goes to Mexico with a gun, with a 9mm. But Jay had the best line after she got taken, where he throws his pills down.
Yeah, he finds out she was taken, and Rambo apparently is on a lot of pills, a lot of medications. And he slams them on the ground. They make it very slow motion and dramatic that he slams his pills in the ground before he goes to get her, as those were his "Don't Be Rambo" pills.
Yeah,
I'm done with these "Don't Be Rambo" pills.
Everyone knows I take 40 milligrams of Advil. I can't be Rambo.
I take 20 milligrams of "Don't Be Rambo."
He goes,
and lorazepam.
He goes, I got really bad. I don't know, man. I don't want to talk about it.
What are you taking?
That's my not Rambo pill. That's my ranitidine. That helps with my acid reflux.
Klonopin.
He goes, I got a stool softener.
I think this is for to keep my blood thin. I don't know anymore.
He goes, I think I got white coat hypertension.
I think the ones I really got to cut out. That's funny. By the way, at one point, spoiler alert, the cartel beats the shit out of Rambo.
Well, that's exactly what happens next.
Sends him on his way, and he's unconscious for several days. And when he comes to, not one point does he go, my pills. Yeah. I don't know how important those pills were. What's today? Oh, man, I got to double up.
Oh, man, I'm going to be pissing purple.
You guys have like an orange I can suck on?
He goes, I need some citrus. Stat.
Hey, it's Black Lou. On Tuesday's show, Jessica Kearson, that's right, the disgusting hawk herself, stopped by as we made an amazing bit about Jews complaining on the way to America. Something about people complaining on a boat ride to America sounds really familiar to me. Listen here.
I'm wearing the gloves, but all this outfit needs is a cabbie hat and the scarf and me looking at the Statue of Liberty on a steamer right now. Goes, there it is. I told you, Sergey.
Yeah.
I told you.
I lost my wife on the ship over. This is the nicest country I've ever seen in my life.
It's worth.
Thank God we got out of Poland before they killed all the children.
I'm not a fan of the Jewish people being on the same boat as us, but I figure we got a couple of years to settle that in America.
What a way to rub it in when they get over here. Our Jews are singing. Today!
Yeah. Take all the food, the extra food on the boat. Yeah. Don't leave anything.
That's so funny.
I feel sick.
Oh, just get on the boat.
You get out of the concentration camp and still complain on the whole boat ride.
Yeah.
My whole family got killed, but I need some medicine.
If I wanted to not eat, I'd have stayed in the camp.
I go, sir, I'm sorry to do this. Is there a way we can block the mist that's coming off of the sea? It's hard for my nasals.
Well, it's terribly dry in the cabin, so I'd like to be outside, but the mist is just...
Excuse.
I think I'm getting cancer.
Excuse me, sir. Do you work? Are you the captain? I have a complaint to give you.
I met a nice young man who told me.
I don't want to distract you from your job, but the stairs are slippery. I'm just afraid someone could get hurt. God forbid.
Far be it for me to complain. When we come on the boat. We came out of the camps and we're on the boat. And then we're going and we're traveling the seas and the waves are going and my belly's all snooking the bean and boop, boop, boop.
Just think of the guy that works there and he goes,
where are we going to go? I have no money. Yeah. I have a pair of shoes. That's all I have.
They say the boat's free. I don't know.
Just the guy working on the boat goes, miss, you're going to need to go. You're going to need to get inside. You're not supposed to be outside right now when it's raining.
Help me with my bags, please.
Yeah.
Miss, it's not. I don't.
Where's the help?
Yeah.
Where's the help?
You go like this, you go,
I can't carry this on
miss,
my own.
Miss, we just liberated Auschwitz. I don't think we can help you with your bags.
We were liberated. It was such a schlep. And now we're on this fakakta boat.
Fakakta.
On this fakakta boat.
Eigevolt, this is a long trip.
Yeah. He goes, I slept weird, and now my tuchus hurts.
You did that amazing.
Is there a doctor?
You goes, both do a great there, Jewish man.
Is there a way I can talk? Because honestly, my schmeckle feels like it's burning.
Do you have any pillows that are not down?
He goes, far be it for me to ask this, but are there any amenities on this ship?
Can I get a bidet? Yeah. Is that too much to ask?
Oi, he goes, the trip from Ireland was bad enough until we stopped down in Nepal and picked up some people. It's a horrid boat thing. You thought it was bad suffering from starving for potatoes. fucking people. I'll tell you this, the second I get to America, I'm fucking shipping up to Boston, and I'm not allowing any of them fucking Jews in.
He goes, where's the Jew room?
He goes,
and he opens the door and goes, Boston. Close the door!
What are you lighting in a draft? What are you doing? He goes,
it just got warm!
I fucking rather sleep in the bottom of the boat than deal with these fucking people.
We're saving these folks.
We fucking come down from Kilkenny, pick up some of these skinny Jews.
He goes,
they're a fucking problem.
Don't you have any lox or sturgeon or whitefish?
There's the whitefish. You don't have any decent cavalta. That's the problem.
I won't even swallow it. I won't even swallow it.
This is disgusting.
He goes, calling it disgusting with an open napkin of spit out food. Old Jews are wretched, man.
They're fucking disgusting.
My great grandmother, we used to go pick her up. She lived in I don't know what you'd call it, assisted living probably. Yeah. She had her own apartment, but I mean, just go there, her and her sisters, just these old ladies whose teeth would just clank and they would just bark. They hated each other. Like, Selma, you got, because you're a stupid bitch. And they'd be like, Florence.
By the way, the thought of the fucking...
My poor grandmother, dude, just, I mean, like, a referee of them. They go, well, she's dumb. And she, like, Florence just bullied everybody else. Thinking about the mean old bitch.
Thinking about the black Philadelphia help that worked in there.
Oh, and please. Like, my grandmother would call them the girl, the housekeeper.
The girl's coming on Tuesday.
The lovely colored girl?
Yeah.
I'm like, the girl is 65 and owns a home. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know, man. Miss Jessica don't get a soup. She has a little bit of a problem.
My mother would feel so bad, she'd give her all her clothes, like, even before we'd wear them.
That's so funny.
Our Jewish are making more Jews complaining on the way to America.
Oh my God,
that's a great bit.
Just complaining on the way. They just got out of concentration camps.
How long is this gonna take?
At least we were on land, you know.
On Wednesday's show, David Tell stops by as we talk old memories of times we ran away from home. Listen here.
Dude, I remember one time I told my mom I was gonna run away. And I was like 13, and we just hated each other. And I was like, I'm going to run away. And my mom went to the closet and grabbed my jacket and opened the door and threw my jacket out. And she goes, fucking go. And I was like, shut up.
Not tonight.
Yeah, dude. I remember exactly. I had an Avalanche jacket, and she grabbed it and fucking whipped it out the front door and was like, fucking go.
Dave, did you have a can't wait to get out of your house growing up, or were you like, to live at home?
I had to work after school. Like, my dad, we had the bridal shop. I've talked about that many bonfires ago. But
Ago.
I remember like getting in trouble at school and then like going there and it's like, I'm quitting school, I'm gonna join the Marines. And then I remember like walking home for some reason, how like tired I was, and I'm like, I'm never gonna get to the Marines. I'm the worst runaway ever. I'm already tired.
Yeah, dude.
It's like I could still see my house or whatever it was, and I was tired.
You know what they don't tell you about in runaway movies? Fatigue. It sets in early. You get out of your house and you go like, well, I like my room.
But I mean, did you leave?
I don't like 18? Her, but I like my room.
You left home at 18?
Yeah, I got out of the house. Yeah, but yeah. You know, I wish.
I stayed till 22.
But you were allowed to do whatever you wanted, right? So was I, like, pretty much. Like, you were not, like, at a strict home, you know?
It wasn't a strict home, but it was definitely, like, I had a lot of responsibility in the home. I had young siblings, so I took care of them a lot.
Right.
But for the most part, and I had rules. You were,
like, in a religious home or anything?
No,
like
not
that.
At all.
Those are the runaways.
We had rules. We had rules, but if the rules were, like, I had to be home at 1 a.m.
Or call.
And everybody, it was always that. It was 1 a.m. Or if you call and go, we're still here at so-and-so's house.
For sure.
Like, can I get another hour? And then they give another hour.
Yeah. So, but these runaways, usually it's like very strict home.
Yeah.
Very, I don't know, like, there's a whole other group of runaways now. You ever watch these shows where it's like the prepper family? like these kids where, like, you know, they spent their whole childhood prepping for like an apocalyptic thing to happen. So it's like these kids, I could see, like, I just want to go and like eat ice cream and play video games. I'm sick of like canning. I'm canning all the time with my dad.
But I don't want these peaches are good till 2055.
But I'm saying, I think if you're a parent now who goes like, no, you can only have like a flip cell phone only that calls us and whatever, I think they'd be like, I shouldn't have to live in this home. Do you know what I mean? I think they think your parents are shitty, because if you go, like, you see the rest of the world, your parents seem like they're being shitty to you if you're not allowed to stay up till midnight.
These kids
and you're like 12 years old or 13 years old. Do you know what I mean? Like, when you shouldn't be able to. Isabella's friend, like, what is she? I've seen her, like, on her phone looking at things, and I'm like, who's that video of? And it's like my friend, and it's like her friend and like her boyfriend are like laying in a bed somewhere together, like doing. And I'm like, where the fuck is that happening in your world? It's like, you know, like, I'm surprised she doesn't see more. That's so out of her world for sure. She's definitely not sleeping over any dude's house or vice versa. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Hey, this is Big J Okerson, and I hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on social media, at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.